Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners.
Welcome blue
to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And it's a little weird of weather we've had. At one point last night, it was in the high 50s, and now we're back down to 40. But today's supposed to be clear, unlike yesterday where we had a bunch of rain. Took a damper on the warm weather, right? You go outside when it's the warm weather. I went out last night, and I was like, wow, this is actually kind of nice compared to earlier in the day. But we're still trending the same way as we have been the past couple weeks. One day a week we'll get to about 60. And then the rest of the days will be in the 40s. Not really, the ground hasn't frozen yet. So there's, you know, our plants are still taking in moisture for the winter. They are still getting ready for winter to come about. So it's definitely definitely an odd time of year, right? Usually, well, I could say usually, but the past 3 to 5 years have kind of been this way. But prior to all that, right, the temperatures would already be cold. The ground would be frozen. We could say, all right, we're done with outside. We're done with this. We're done with that, right? But it just keeps going. The season just doesn't end. It almost feels as though winter doesn't really start until January. Sometimes even late January. It's been odd what Mother Nature has given us. I'm sure there's some sort of science behind it, but not going to get into that today. So, with this warm weather, what does that mean? Well, if you haven't finished things outside, we definitely still have some time to finish out there. If you want to get out and clean up some things, finish doing some cleanup, doing some pruning, doing some cleaning of some different shrubs, trees, whichever, still, you know, good time to do it. There's also, you know, some of the trees that we have. These are the best times to be doing some of that pruning when it comes to, you know, cleaning some of the cross branches, some of those dead branches. You know, I say this time, well, this time because it's warm out, but at the same time, warmer, I should say. But at the same time, most of winter is a good time for this because You know, there's no leaves on a lot of the trees. So you can see the branches a lot easier. You can see what's inside. You can see kind of where they're going versus, you know, when they're full of leaves, you don't always see all the branches. So it's really a good time to take a look at some of your trees and say, all right, I need to clean up. I'm going to clean this branch. I'm going to do this. So with the warm weather that's still around, and I say warm, it's funny, you know, we look at high 40s and 50s in December as warm weather. You know, some might even say it's shorts weather, but I would not agree. Anyways, that's not the point here. But with these temperatures, we can still be doing things outside. And I'm already looking at long-term, you know, end of the week, Thursday, being 60 again. Maybe that's a good day to do it. You know, it seems to me that a lot of the weather, you know, obviously changes, but it affects everything we do outside. So, you know, we keep an eye on it because this time of year, we want to be able to continue to do some things to continue to be successful with our garden for future seasons. So, like I was saying, you know, some of those cross branches, this is a good time to take a look at the trees. So I'm looking, when I look at a tree and say I want to get rid of cross branches, I'm looking at the branches that when they are over another one, they are rubbing, right? The bark on both branches is meeting. And you can tell that the bark is being worn down by the way the bark, you know, the color, the feel, the look has all changed from the rest of the bark, right? So you'll notice that it's almost like a wound. Why is that bad? Well, what happens there is when the bark is broken and it's opened up, it makes it so pathogens and insects can get in to the tree a little bit easier. When it's easier for them to get in, they're going to attack your tree easier. Disease will be there. Insects can come in. And so we try to avoid that. These are things of trying to take care of things ahead of time. This is what we do when it comes to gardening. We know that we need to do certain things at certain times. You know, pinching, cutting back. You have a schedule. Well, you can look at the same thing when it comes to, you know, your prevention. There's a schedule to it. How to prevent it. So that's what we're talking about when it comes to branches that are rubbing. Or when I say cross branches, right? The other thing you can see at this time in a tree is the difference in bark on a dead branch or dying branch versus a viable branch. To me, the easiest tree out there to see the difference in good versus bad branching is a Japanese maple. You can just see the difference in color of the branching. On most Japanese maples, it's almost like a light gray color that is dead versus, depending upon the style, some can have a little bit of green bark, but mostly the brown bark. But you can see the difference. The branching almost breaks off. So we're looking for the dead branches at the same time. So cross branches and dead branches this time of year are so much easier to see. It makes it so much easier to prune your trees and get them ready. So these are a few things that we should be looking at this time of year. Now, when I was in college, one of my professors had said, you know, people who are in the forestry type industry. You know, when I went to school for horticulture, I also went to school for urban forestry. When you're out walking and you're walking down a road, people who are in the forestry industry are looking up at the trees and around at the shrubbery, whereas others are usually walking with their head down or straight ahead. And so at this point, when I walk around in the garden or in the yard, I'm looking up. I'm looking around, seeing what can I do to fix this? What can I do to fix that? Now, some of you probably already do that, but something that has always stuck with me, because when I go for a walk, that's what I'm looking at. And that's how you should look at the trees at this time of the year, to see where you can change some of it, where you can prune some of it, where you can clean it, knowing that these branches need to be taken care of. Now, some of these trees might be near the house, and you're saying before, oh, everything looks fine, the tree's viable, everything's clean during the year. But then this time of year, you look out, and there's some branches that don't look so good that if they fall, could come near the house. So take a look at your trees so you can see what needs to be taken care of and take care of it. Now, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. When we get back, we'll go with more of your gardening thoughts. We'll be back in a few.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control. Organic insecticide. Organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have a call on the line, so we want to get right into it. So, Nathan, who's up first today?
Alice is in Cape Cod.
Alice, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning. I decided that I wanted a second vegetable garden. My first vegetable garden is very small. And so I started digging about 7 days ago. And the first 3 or 4 inches is easy because it's like topsoil. And then as I went down further, it started turning into yellow sand, and now I'm down about 16 inches, and it turned into, like, yellow rock. But anyways, I'm still doing it, and what I want to know is how deep do I have to go for a vegetable garden?
Well, so a lot of times with a vegetable garden, the best, you know, soil can be, you know, 7 to 12 inches, depending upon what you're planting, right?
Oh, I'm kidding.
Well, so if you were planting, you know, like carrots.
Yeah.
Potatoes.
Yeah.
Anything that is underground.
Yeah.
You're going to want deeper, right?
Oh, okay. And you know, what is deeper?
For those guys, I look to do at least 12 to 18, right?
Okay, these are for, like, root vegetables.
Root vegetables. But if you're looking at, you know, tomatoes, peppers, lettuces, those types of things.
Yeah.
7 to 12 inches is the best way to do it. Now, if you look at, excuse me, a lot of the raised garden beds,
uh-huh,
just the ones that you put on the ground and bring above the ground because the soil underneath isn't great. A lot of the timbers that you use are 7 inches tall.
What did you say? Just say timbers?
Timbers, like the wood that goes on the outside of the raised garden bed.
I don't have any timbers.
No, No, I know. But what I'm saying is, if you were to look at one of those, just in general, if somebody were to put one up in their yard, the majority of them are 7 inches tall.
Okay.
They've done that for a reason, knowing that at least 7 inches is a good amount of soil for your garden to have. So some people will do multiple high, which it makes it even better. So okay. For you, we're just going the opposite way. We're just going down into the soil.
Right.
So we look at it that way. So you go 7 to 12 inches down.
Okay.
Mixing into the soil. You know, when you get down there, you have a lot of sand. You're on the Cape. You should have a good amount of sand.
Yeah.
Which means there's going to be a good drainage system in there. So what you're going to want to do is start adding things that will hold some moisture, like peat moss, right? Some sort of composts in there. So
on the bottom floor?
On the whole thing, right? So that we can hold the moisture closer to where the root system is. Obviously, we want the root system to go deeper, because the deeper it goes, the less that we have to water. But that being said, any of that moisture that's in there, we want to make sure stays. So adding things like the peat moss, the cow manure, the compost, the peat humus, those types of things.
Do you mix that with all the soil, or you just put it near the bottom?
Mix it with all the soil.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how far down have you gone already, do you
think? About 16 inches.
So
maybe 12 to 16 inches.
Perfect at this point. I wouldn't go any deeper, but I would add some good nutrients for that soil, so when you do plant it, it has those good nutrients.
You can't even call it soil. It's just sand right now.
Well, a lot of soil or topsoil actually has close to 25% sand in it for drainage.
I'm planning on buying soil and putting it in there.
Perfect. But the sand that's in there, don't be upset that it's there, because that is a good thing for the drainage.
All right.
Okay. So I wouldn't, you know, it's actually a good thing to have it. Some soils actually have a mixture of sand in it.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I have to hit a break. If you have some more questions, hang tight with me. For everybody else, we're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. More than 70 people are feared dead after a catastrophic series of tornadoes ripped through Kentucky and other states late Friday and early Saturday. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear.
This has been the most devastating tornado event in our state's history. And for those that have seen it, what it's done here in Graves County and elsewhere, it is indescribable.
On Saturday afternoon, the White House approved Kentucky's state of emergency and ordered federal assistance to supplement state and local response efforts. The Biden administration is seeking to reassure Americans regarding rising inflation after the Labor Department's Consumer Price Index report showed prices rising at their fastest annual pace in nearly 40 years. This is USA Radio News. Dr. Naomi Wolf on Steve Bannon's War Room. There's some kind of contract where governors have to deliver a certain percent of vaccinated in order to get something from pharma or in order to fulfill their contract. You can see this structure over and over. We have to reach 70% or 80% of vaccinated or you don't get your rights back. She said this is not how America works.
Our Constitution doesn't say when there's a bad disease, the Constitution is suspended. It just doesn't. So, we've lived through smallpox, we've lived through HIV, we've lived through all of it with our Constitution intact because that is the law of the land. You don't get to just say the laws don't apply in a democracy. It's illegal, it's unlawful, and it's criminal.
The assistant director who handed Alec Baldwin a prop gun that killed a cinematographer on a New Mexico film set must make himself available for an interview with state workplace safety regulators, a judge has decided. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with Alice in regards to the new vegetable garden that she's digging right now. Just wondering how much of a space she needs, etc. So,
I just have one other question. I have a ton of dead leaves. Will that take the place of a peat moss?
The leaves itself won't, but it's not going to harm anything by being in the vegetable garden. Because right now, if you leave them there now, they're going to decompose. They're going to act more like a compost for you.
So I can put some dead leaves at the bottom of my pit?
Oh, definitely.
Oh, good. How deep can I, how much can I use?
You could use a good amount. If you were to look at, the forest bed, just look in the woods. A lot of that soil there has been created by just leaves decaying over time, right?
Yep.
So you can use a good amount. I mean, I personally wouldn't say, fill the whole thing with it.
No.
But you can put a good amount, and really it's only going to be more beneficial for your plants because it's going to compost over time. It's going to add the nutrients that's there.
Okay.
I have woods behind my house, and all that's been there over the years has just been the leaves fall, they decompose, and you walk on that soil, and the soil is just super nice because it's a lot of it's compost because of it.
I'm sure that's where my fiber came from leaves, because I haven't ever added soil to my yard. So that's right. I have something else to tell you because I'm so proud of myself. I'm going to be 90 years old next January 7th.
Well, that's awesome.
That is awesome. I can't even believe it.
Well, early.
And I'm still digging. I'm still digging in the yard.
Well, that's awesome. That is that's some great news. Early happy birthday for you.
Thank you.
And
a lot.
I look. I look forward to hearing about the garden and how
okay,
it does
I'll
this
let
year.
You know how it works out next year. All
awesome,
right,
Alice.
A lot.
Have a great one.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And you're never too old to continue to garden, so we appreciate Alice listening. That's awesome. She's out there, you know, digging in the garden the middle of December at 90 years old, and we can there's some out there that will barely get out and do some of this hard work. So this is awesome. That's great news. Now, I do apologize to everybody. It seems like every week I'm sick, but this week has been one of those weeks where in and out of sickness the past couple weeks, so I apologize. My voice isn't, isn't really there. I am clearing my throat a lot. I do apologize. But, you know, we don't take breaks in this industry. We just continue through, even in times like this. I know it's a cold. It's not anything to do with anything out there, but we just keep on keeping on. That's what we do. Now, earlier we were talking about looking at the trees, cleaning up the trees, doing that type of thing. Now, you can do some of those same things with some of your shrubs by looking at those cross branches, branches that are rubbing on other branches, that type of thing. So it's not just strictly to, you know, looking up at the trees. Obviously, there's some differences when it comes to smaller shrubs, like the flowering shrubs, looking at them and saying, all right, I'm not going to prune it this time until after it's done flowering because I will affect next year's flowers. But you can still get rid of some of the cross branches and the dead branches. We're not looking to cut the tree down or cut the shrub down all the way. And this would be getting rid of some of those issues, right? You know, a lot of them would be on the deciduous shrubs. Because the deciduous shrubs, as most of you know, but some might not, the deciduous means it loses all of its leaves for the winter. Those are the easier ones to see. Now, you could do it on some of the evergreens, but a lot of the evergreens that we have, pruning them back late can actually affect them. They can get a little bit too much cold into them. So that's something to think about, almost worry about a little bit. No, your hydrangeas are not one that I would say, let's go out there and start pruning today. Unless they're ones that will bloom on this year's flowers, right? So that's why we kind of talk about looking more at trees right now versus shrubs. Because shrubs have a little bit harder to worry about, right? So, excuse me. So those are some things to be thinking about this time of year. So a little bit later today, about 8:30. So we're a couple hours away. We're going to welcome back Cianne from Wild Delight. She's going to give us some great information. We got lots of questions for her. But in the meantime, take a look at their website at wilddelight.com. They are a bird seed company. But this time of year, we talk more about the birds because we can see them a little bit easier, and we're trying to take care of the birds that are here. We'll go over a number of things with her, so we look forward to that in about 2 hours from now. So definitely stay tuned, and if you lose us at the end of an hour, definitely go on to our website at paulparent.com. You can listen live there. While you're there, sign up for the newsletter. That one's all the way at the bottom. If you have questions, you can email us. We try to get a hold of any of the questions as quickly as possible. but I know we are behind on some of them. Now, what else can we be doing this week? We can be looking at using some of the wilt proof, the wilt stop. The temperatures are still there. You know, even today is going to be in the 40s. Where you'll be able to spend some of that time spraying your evergreens outside with the wilt stop or the wilt proof to protect your plants from the winter winds and the drying out of that time of year. So definitely, if you have some time, get out there and do it. You know, that wilt stop you can use on your Christmas tree as well. That's something that, you know, or your Christmas wreaths, or if you're bringing in some greens for a party, a get-together, a Christmas gathering, you can spray your greens to keep them longer. So that's another option with them. It's not just about the outdoor plants. It's if you're bringing something in and you want to keep them longer. Now, a lot of you will look at the greens that you're bringing in and say you're going to bring in more like a noble fir versus a balsam fir. The noble fir lasts longer indoors, does better with warmer temperatures, whereas the balsam fir, when it gets warm, dries out, becomes very brittle, and is hard to move around. So those are some things to think about. Now, if you have some questions, you can give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And tons of rain yesterday in this area. I know that there are other areas that have had just as much rain, even snow. So the other thing we need to be thinking about is ice melt. And seeing what we can do to help protect ourselves from trips, slips, and falls out there. So Natural Alternative, one of our sponsors, has a great website with tons of information. So if you go to naturalalternative.com, take a look at their ice melt, because it's some of the best out there. The two styles that they have, the CMA, and then their regular ice melt, are both so much better than just buying rock salt. Rock salt's a necessity. It's inexpensive. We can use it. It does break down. But the idea is see what you can do to help prevent the trips, slips, and falls. Because it's not just about the injury. It's about the cost to it. The average cost of a trip, slip, and fall can be anywhere from $28,000 to $100,000. And that's not loss of time, anything like that. So these are things that we like to think about ahead of time. Now, we just had a dusting here in my area this past weekend, or this past week, excuse me, Wednesday. There was snow out there, but now it's gone. But those are the worst storms. Those are the storms that make it easier to slip, because you lose your thought process and you say, oh, it's just a little bit. You walk out and there you go. Fall. Boom. So those are things we need to think about. Now you have the two ice melts, the regular ice melt and then the CMA ice melt. CMA ice melt is better for 30 days. You know, the concrete that you've put down in the past 30 days that is not cured. Whereas their regular ice melt is on everything else. So take a look at it. I highly recommend their products. They're some of the best out there. Look at that 6-pound shaker jug that they have, and then maybe get a backup, the big bag. So you can use that shaker jug to do some other things. Now, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And in about a minute and a half before the break. And I'll tell you, being under the weather is not fun. But I wanted to be here because gardeners just get through it. You know, we just keep going and do what we can to make things better out in the yard, as all of you do. So definitely, if you have some questions, give us a call here. Our phone number, again, is 855-660-4261. And again, I do apologize for being sick. Seems like I always apologize for being sick, but what are you going to do? That's life. That's this time of year. And we're going to end up taking a break here in about 30 seconds. So give us a call. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, that number here, 855-660-4261. Plenty of open lines. Give us a call. We're going to help you out with everything we can. We'll be back in a few.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
How many products does it take to protect over 100 types of edible fruit, citrus, and vegetable plants from pests? Just one. Introducing Fruit, Citrus, and Vegetable Insect Control from Bayer Advanced. Formulated for use on over 100 types of edible fruit, citrus, and vegetable plants. Just one mix and pour application kills insects and prevents new infestation all season long. Take the guesswork out of protecting your edible garden. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And before the break, we were talking a bit about the ice melt from Natural Alternative. I bring it up, I know it's this time of year, but just being prepared is definitely one thing that we look to do when it comes for the winter season. So we all know the weather changes all the time, right? But, you know, a storm moving 10 miles south or 10 miles north will affect if we have snow at this time of year. So that's why I bring it up, to think about it, be ready. It is very important to just be ready for that next season, and the ice melt is huge on that. So I just wanted to reiterate that a little bit. You go to their website, naturalalternative.com. If you place an order during the business week before, I believe, 1 o'clock, they'll try to ship it out that day or the next day, and you'll have it by the end of the week usually. So in our area, in the New England area, you order on Monday, you have it by usually Thursday. So if we're looking at a winter storm for the weekend, which I don't see it right now, but you get the idea, you can have it for the weekend, for that next weekend. So definitely, I think ahead. We talk about that when it comes to all other things. We think about, you know, when it comes time to bring houseplants indoors, we think ahead. When it comes time to get the vegetable garden you know, get those veggies ready. We think ahead by planting indoors earlier. So we always think a season ahead. It's no different than any other season. So when it comes to ice melt, think ahead. Now, it is, I wouldn't say the sun. It's starting to lighten up out there and get to be a nice day. It's funny, last night it was very warm, and now the temperatures are dropping as the sun, if you will, comes out. But it's looking like a decent week to get out there and finish up some of the gardening projects that you might have started. Maybe the end of the week, some rain at this point, but we all know that changes. But the idea is, if you haven't finished cleaning up or putting some of your plants to bed for the winter, this is a good week to do it, to finalize it. We're, 13 days from Christmas. We're usually, when I say usually, probably 5 years previous, 5+ years. At this point, the gardens were already put to bed completely. So we still have time to do some of those things. We talked about pruning some of your trees, looking at those. We talked about looking at your shrubs. Now, what else can we be doing? Well, let's look at our houseplants that are indoors. Take a look and see if we have any insects on them, any holes in the leaves, any diseases, any yellowing, what's going on, right? Take a look at all those things. You can also think about, ordering some of those seeds for the next season. We know seeds have been hard to get the past couple of years, and I don't mean like hard to get where you can't find them, but they take a little bit longer to get there if you do a mail order. But get them in. Get them, start thinking spring. Start getting ready for the next season. Start getting some of your, soil, some of those things ready. This time, if you have some of the bulbs that you've brought in, some of the tubers that you've brought in and put into the basement for the winter, like some dahlia bulbs, maybe get downstairs and check on them this week. Maybe spritz some of the moisture in there. But check on them to see if they're still viable. That weekly check or bi-weekly checkup is going to help make sure that the plants are viable for next year. So, some things to be doing, some things to be thinking about at this time of year. Now, if you have some questions, give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Got plenty of time for you to call, so give us that call. Do everything we can to help you out. Be back in a few.
Investors, listen up. There's been incredible demand in the market for companies focused on strategic mineral exploration. And right now, mineral discovery groups are piling into British Columbia's prolific Golden Triangle due to the massive discovery potential. China's economy is slowing down. Consumer goods remain in short supply. Pandemic-induced disruptions continue to affect global supply chains. And now the markets are bracing for interest rate hikes. All of this reads like a recipe for paying attention to companies focused on precious metals and in-demand minerals. Find out about the hottest companies leading the charge to revolutionize the multi-billion dollar mineral exploration market for free when you text the word HOT to 71441 for your free subscription to DearWallStreet.com. Text the word HOT to 71441 now to get information on these hot companies that we've identified. Get free intelligence on this hot market delivered directly to your mobile device from DearWallStreet.com when you text the word HOT to 71441. Text and data rates may apply. Text HOT to 71441.